The ruling ZANU-PF party says, as far as they are concerned, there is no dispute over last week's polls in Zimbabwe. Farai Marapira is the acting director of information for ZANU-PF.
I think what the opposition leadership is failing to appreciate is that elections are not brought to a rerun on the basis of emotions or of how political leaders feel about a loss that they've just faced. If they want a rerun or anything stupendous like that, they have to bring the evidence of their allegations. As far as we're concerned, the CCC has been it's a career now for them to do press conferences without substance. So they should bring the substance which is needed for their allegations to stick. As far as we're concerned, as ZANU-PF, CCC is doing a comedy show.
Speaking to the media Tuesday, the deputy spokesperson for the Citizens Coalition for Change, Ostalos Gift Sisiba, says to be credible, Zimbabwe needs fresh polls.
The only resolution and way forward articulated by CCC is that Zimbabwe needs a fresh and broad and proper election to exit the current crisis. A flawed electoral process has fully obscured the will of the Zimbabwean people, and there is no alternative outside a new, clean, fresh and a proper election. Only that can give Zimbabwe an exit out of the vicious cycles of disputed election that have been dominating our party politic since 1980.
He adds that help is needed.
The solution lies in calling upon our African brothers and those in the region, particularly SADC, the African Union, to help us to facilitate, to mediate, to scaffold, and more importantly, to guarantee a process that will lead our return to legitimacy in the shortest period of time.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission declared Mnangagwa winner of the presidential poll with 52.6% of the vote, while the leader of the opposition, CCC, said to have earned 44%. However, observer missions from the Southern African Development Community, the African Union, COMESA, the European Union, the Commonwealth, and the US say the elections were marred by irregularities that compromised the credibility of the polls. Some of the observers also say voters were intimidated by the Forever Associates of Zimbabwe, a shadowy group affiliated with the ruling party that was conducting exit surveys on the polling days. Authorities say the group did not break any laws. Reporting for VOA Africa, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.